Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I want to thank Van Halen for bringing this back. And it's always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I'm on the road, especially when I'm in a cool place like Phoenix, Arizona, which is where I'm broadcasting from today. And but that's not going to stop me. Just being on the road is not going to stop me from reintroducing you to a great new member of our Brain Trust. Ulala Njinga is back with us. And Ulala is the author of 37 What Were You Think? What Were They Thinking Moments in Marketing. Let me say that again. 37 What Were They Thinking Moments in Marketing. And she's here to talk to us about that very thing. Ulala, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back. Always a pleasure to be here with you.
Good to have you back, and you got some things to help us make sure that we don't get about three quarters of the way through the end of the year and say, "What was I thinking?" Right?
Exactly. Let's start the year off right.
I like it. What's the first thing we should
do? A little bit. Marketing must do number one for small businesses. You have to define your competitive advantage. Super big for 2012.
It better not be price either, right?
Absolutely. And that's a whole other conversation for a whole other day. Price
right.
alone cannot be a differentiator. Customers are more savvy and they're smarter and they want to know that what they're buying from you is exceptional, that you're giving them an exceptional result. They're tired of companies trying to be a jack of all trades and really a master of none. So know what you can do exceptionally well and deliver that to your customers.
Well,
that's number one.
I like that. Let's give them some examples about what that might look like as a small business.
Okay. So if you are, let's say, a jewelry maker, right? I know a lot of people who make homemade jewelry, for example, and they'll make a little bit of every kind of jewelry to fit every kind of price point. And I've said to some of those folks, you know, why stretch yourself across an entire line? Why not be known for big, bold, exceptional pieces and put your craftsmanship into that and then sell that to boutiques who want to offer some of those one-of-a-kind things? So stop trying to do a $10 pair of earrings and a $100 pair of earrings. Be known for producing the $100 pair of earrings if that's what you do exceptionally well, and get mm-hmm. your company out there in the face of companies that want to do business with exceptional talent.
If you own a garage, find out how many miles your customers drive a month. Email them when you think it's time for their oil change.
Absolutely.
Now that of course, emailing is another kind of a tip that we might actually talk about in a minute. But the point is that part of your competitive advantage is that you think about your customers and what they need, so they don't have to think about it.
Absolutely. Send them little reminders in the mail. The average person has about 10,000 pieces of information in their face on a given day. And so you want the piece that you get out there in someone's face to be unforgettable, because it's just not enough to be memorable anymore. You really have to be unforgettable. And a great way to do that is to know what your competitive advantage is and stick with it. Don't try to do a whole lot of other little things.
Your competitive advantage, folks, is very simple. It's what makes people require themselves, demand upon the of themselves that they come back to you, that they wouldn't think about going anywhere else. That's what your competitive advantage is.
Absolutely.
And it's probably not product, unless you make the world's best pecan pie in the world. You know, that might be a competitive advantage. But it's probably not product, and it definitely better not be price, right?
Right.
We talked about that.
Right.
So all right, absolutely. That's a good idea. What's number two?
Number two, this is my pet peeve, obviously, because I'm a marketing strategist, but it's put your marketing plan on paper, finally. Stop winging it. You can't measure what you're winging. And so a lot of people have their marketing thoughts across, you know, everything from from sticky notes to pieces of toilet paper to the back of their phone bill. It's get it down on paper, organize your thoughts, and know how you want to spend your time and your marketing dollars.
What would a marketing plan look like? What would it sound like?
You know, I'm a firm believer in one page. I have this thing called the one-page marketing plan. You can do it in one day in your pajamas. You know, answer the critical question. What's the purpose of the plan? What are the budget considerations? Not just money, but manpower and time. Choose the strategies. There's only a handful of strategies. We all get about the same 10 strategies. What's different is the tools.
What would a strategy look like?
Direct contact is a strategy. It's time, and we'll talk about that in just a second. It's a time-tested strategy. It includes everything from cold calling to picking up the phone and asking existing customers how things are going to sending them an e-blast. Those are just tools that support a strategy like direct contact. Mm-hmm. But civic marketing is also a strategy. Leveraging your volunteerism and your sponsorship to help cause-based initiatives or get involved with organizations. So we get the same bag. It's just the combination is different for every small business. There is no silver bullet in small business marketing. That combination is going to be different for every type of business in every type of industry.
Right. Right. But write it down. Okay. Whatever it is, folks, even if you're not going to show it to anybody, even if you wouldn't let me look at it for anything, write it down. Because it's amazing how powerful an idea is when it's looking back at you from a sheet of paper.
Yes, and in fact, I don't know if you caught it, but one of my tweets was a bad plan is still better than no plan. I can work with a bad plan. If someone gives me something, even if it's bad, I can help you. But if you're just shooting it from the top of your head and we have nothing down on paper, it's hard on everyone, and it's stressful for the business owner in particular.
Well, and the other thing is, you know, just getting – folks, don't try to be perfect or world class moment one. You know, the first one you write is going to be so-so. The next one you do is going to be a little better. The third one's better. I mean, and so this is, and you might even want, you know, what do you think about in the if they're just doing this for the first time, doing a different one every month so they can, you know, get better at it. And of course, that's probably good from a customer expectation standpoint too, isn't it?
Definitely. And, you know, and this is why I'm real big on, you know, have a big vision team. That's what I call it in my breakthrough program. But it's a group of folks who have some insight into what's going on in your business. So draft it and pop it around to your group and get another perspective.
Well,
you know,
said.
From someone else.
Lala Njingo and I will be right back. We're going to, when we come back, she's got three more things that you must do to market your business in 2012. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
So fairy. Cross the Mersey, cause this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.